Iran resumes nuclear work. Iran has resumed work on its uranium conversion program at the Isfahan nuclear plant. Mohammad Saidi, deputy head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, confirmed the news on August 7 to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Work restarted soon after inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog had finished installing surveillance cameras at Isfahan and removed seals on equipment. The US and European Union have warned Iran's President Ahmadinejad that sanctions may now be imposed against Tehran. Iran had suspended work at the facility to engage in negotiations with America and Europe. However, on August 6, Tehran rejected European proposals of economic rewards in exchange for closer monitoring of the nuclear program. The resumption has escalated tensions between Iran and the West. Iran has continually assured UN inspection teams that its nuclear plants are solely for energy production. The US is convinced Iran has a covert plan to develop nuclear weapons. These accusations have fallen on deaf ears with Iran's conservative President Ahmadinejad. He vowed to push full steam ahead with a nuclear program as part of his election manifesto in June. Not caving in to Western pressure has been a uniting force with reformists and hardliners in Iran. Most Iranians believe in Iran's right to enrich uranium under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They also believe negotiating with the West has hindered Iran's technological development.